Welcome once again to Landmarks for Living. This is Richard Melson, evangelist at the Needmore Road Church of Christ. This is a radio ministry where every listener is encouraged to not only read but study their Bible daily according to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. Friends, God is indeed concerned what you think. Friends, God is indeed concerned what you do. Today is April 19, 2026. Please check out our website, www.needmoreroadcoc.com. Past broadcasts of Landmarks for Living are archived at our website. Past issues of the Edifier newsletter are available. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would love for you to visit with us on Sundays at 2211 Needmore Road. Bible study, 9:30 a.m. Worship at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. And we meet again on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. I appreciate everyone who listens to Landmarks for Living each Sunday morning on 98.7 FM, WGNZ AM 1110, FM 104.3, and also by streaming online at thesoulofdayton.com, WGNZ.com. Friends, at the start of this program, the emphasis has not changed. It is to teach only that which is authorized by God in the Bible. If you have a question about anything that is taught during our broadcast, please write to us so that we can supply a Bible answer to your Bible question. You may write to us at Landmarks for Living, care of the Needmore Road Church of Christ, 2211 Needmore Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45414, or email me at dr.rdmelson@nmrcoc.com. Beloved, the Bible is the only approved standard for authority today in all matters of morality, ethics, and religion, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, do not move nor remove the divine landmarks. We dare not step outside the sphere of divine authority and then try to pretend that we are walking by faith. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Keep this in mind, the way we treat the scriptures, the Bible, God's word, is the way that we treat the Lord. Dayton, are you listening? I hope that you have learned from our earlier studies that the scriptures are the complete, sufficient, error-free source of truth. As such, Jehovah issued forth warnings in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, not to add to or to take away from the Word of God. God's Word is all the truth necessary for the genuine spiritual life, and it completely meets all the spiritual needs of mankind. Dayton, are you listening? We must learn, as those who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, to take the Lord with us everywhere we go. It should be the goal of every child of God to want to make sure that they are living a life that is in complete harmony with God's Word. You know, we are just so thankful to the God of heaven that as we talked about last week, that the Artemis II astronauts came back home safely, and we pray that they will continue to be in good health as they recover from their time in space. It continued to evidence for us the fact that we have a God who loves us dearly, who has created this world for us, for our well-being. And we should give God the glory for all that we have and all that we see. In the Bible, we have a number of examples of Bible characters or individuals that the Bible highlights for us. and we can learn much from Bible characters. No more fascinating endeavor can be employed than character studies of the personalities of Scripture. You know, from the lives of those gone before, we can learn many lessons, both of things to be done and others to avoid. Paul tells us clearly in Romans the 15th chapter and verse number 4, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Great and good men and women inspire us by their noble examples to walk the path of righteousness. Our understanding of the Scriptures is greatly enlarged when we take time to learn of the social and financial, the religious and historical backgrounds of these characters of the Bible. Characters found in the Scriptures make profitable studies for us today because we can learn great lessons from their successes and their failures. We can also learn how God dealt with them in each circumstance and thus relate it to his dealings with us today. You know, when we look at these Bible figures that God has left for us in His Word, we need to keep in mind and see these individuals in the grand scheme of redemption. They're not just placed in isolation, but they are there for us to understand how God has worked His plan of our redemption. And God has left us with examples so that we can know how we are to respond to our Creator. The inspired penmen of the New Testament use personal sketches extensively in their teaching, as numerous passages show, especially in Hebrews chapter 11. When you think about what we read in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, we're reminded that David, as we look at David, the king of Israel, we learn to trust God explicitly when facing the giants in our lives. From Daniel and his Hebrew companions living in captivity, we can learn to be faithful. Then as we look at the New Testament, from Mary, Martha's sister, we can learn to be devoted. From Peter, we can learn to put our mind in gear before speaking. Dayton, are you listening? Man's link with God is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for man must believe that He is, meaning that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." But what does it mean to believe? That's a wonderful question. It is an important question. What does it mean to have faith? Just as important question. In the epistle of the Apostle Paul to the Romans, the apostle is inspired to go into a lengthy discussion of universal guilt. In Romans chapter 1, Paul says that the Gentiles, in essence, are guilty. Romans chapter 2 could be summarized, the Jews are guilty. Thus, in Romans chapter 3, he would say in verse number 10, "There is none righteous, and no, not one." Quoting from the psalmist, pointing out that all men are guilty. And after developing this point, the apostle would then say, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. After developing this information with regards to guilt, he returned to his theme to say that man becomes right with God by an obedient faith. It becomes altogether important, therefore, that we understand what faith means, what faith is. Dayton, are you listening? God gives us a thrilling illustration of what faith is in Romans chapter 4. And he does this by appealing to a Bible character. And we will, for a few moments today, appeal to that great Bible character of Abraham. And I hope that by looking at Abraham, specifically and not limited to Romans chapter 4, but what the Bible says about this great man, that it will help us to understand our responsibility to the Almighty God of heaven. Dayton, are you listening? In this passage, we can learn, and when I say in this passage, Romans chapter 4, follow with me as we read verses 20 and 21. He did not waver. He, meaning Abraham, in the context, we're talking about Abraham, starting at verse 13, for the promise that he would be an heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So we know that Paul is inspired. He's talking about Abraham in verse 20. For he, Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Oh, let's observe several things that I hope will cause you to, if you are already a Christian, having obeyed the gospel, grow in your faith. And if you've never become a Christian, will provoke you to be obedient to the grace of God. And so as we look at Romans chapter 4, the quality, verses 20 and 21, let's observe the nature of Abraham's faith and some things about it. Though his situation seemed hopeless, and of course this goes all the way back to the book of Genesis, where God had called Abram and told him that he was going to make of him a great nation and bless him in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3. And Abram believed God and did what God had told him to do. And God's promise that he would be the father of many nations, though doubtless at the time he did not understand the nature of the spiritual seed promise that God had said to him. Even though both he and Sarah were reproductively dead, he did not permit his faith to be weakened, but trusted the promise of the Lord. And so one of the first things that I would suggest to you, as the inspired Paul pointed out, we must be consistent. He, meaning Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Doesn't mean that Abram was perfect, did not make a mistake here or there. But Abram did not reject what God has said. He trusted the promise that God had said he was going to make of him a great nation and he would bless all people through his seed. Oh, what a wonderful thing that we would learn to be consistent in our faith. God wants us to have a consistent faith, not a faith that's like a roller coaster going up and down, but that we are being consistent in our trust in him. And we learn how to trust God, of course, through our Lord. When we look at Jesus, Jesus is the great example of how we are to trust him. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are to follow the Lord and who is our example. to whom that we are to submit to. And we need to learn to have the faith that our Lord has, so that he is the example for us in whom we are to follow. Jesus is that complete example, no matter what happened. He says, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 through 23. Be consistent no matter what is going on in our lives. Just as Abram, he had a consistent faith. But second, we look at Abram and we observe that he was courageous. Be courageous. We are to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. It's not about our strength, but it is about the strength of the Lord. The fact that Abram became stronger through his faith, and he was glorifying God, Paul emphasizes. As Abram navigated through land that he would not necessarily own, but his posterity would, Abram grew stronger in his faith because his courage grew. He put his trust, Paul says, in Almighty God. And in doing so, listen to, again, Paul in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God, the promise that God had told him that he was going to bless him and he would be a blessing to all nations, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. He didn't magnify himself, but he gave glory to God. He understood who it was who was making these provisions for him. He understood who it was who was guiding him. He understood who it was who was the source of all of these things. That's why the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 11, in speaking of Abraham, says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive as an inheritance, going all the way back to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 following, and then Genesis 22. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, Abram was courageous in spite of all of the things that were against him. Verse 11 of Hebrews 11 says, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Oh, what a wonderful thing to learn from Abraham how to live by faith. But not only was he consistent, not only was he courageous, oh, but he was third, he was convinced. We must be fully persuaded that what God has promised, God is able to perform. You know, the fact that if God promised something, he is able to do what he's promised. On account of this steadfast faith that pursued obeying the divine will in spite of seeming insurmountable odds, it was accounted to him or credited with him being righteous. You see, Abram did not doubt God. He did not doubt that God was able to do all that he said he would do. And we're so thankful for Abraham and his belief, Abraham for having trust in the word of God. You see, when we think about what it means to have faith, when we think about what it means to believe, several things come to mind. One might ask the question this way. When you look at this character sketch preacher that you've talked about, what's the application? Well, the information regarding Abraham as to his being credited as righteous was not recorded in Scripture for his sake alone. It is for our sake as well, namely to those who yield to obedient faith in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Christ was delivered up for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. Dayton, are you listening? Faith means to trust God to do what he says he will do, namely, save us through faith in Christ Jesus. God has said, I will save you by the gospel through your obedient faith in Christ. You have to believe that this is how God has said he is going to save man. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for the gospel, Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is God's power unto salvation to all them who believe, who are obedient to his gospel. It is also obedience. When we talk about what faith means, not only does it mean to trust God, but it means to obey the commands of God. One can't say, oh, I believe God, but then don't do what God has said. Belief is evidenced in the doing. James says, let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers. We must be obedient to the commands of God. When one has biblical faith, as we learn from the Old Testament, whether you look at Adam, you look at Noah, you look at Abraham, Daniel, David. When one has biblical faith where he trusts and obeys, then that individual is one who is truly expressing and evidencing genuine faith in God. When one has biblical faith where he trusts and obeys God today, he accepts Jesus' statement, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. It is only with man-made theological opinions that man has a problem. But biblical faith is a trusting, obedient faith. This is what we observe with Abraham. It is by that trusting, obedient faith that one can be made right with God. Dayton, are you listening? You know, Paul, as he is inspired to instruct us with regards to what faith is, and we look at the faith of Abraham, we learn that this great patriarch, who is this example for us and has been, and he did not disobey the commands of God, but he obeyed the commands of God. And because he obeyed that which God said, it was accounted to him for righteousness. God wants us to be obedient unto the commands of God so that we can receive the promise of God. And God, who is faithful, God, who cannot lie, God who is just, will give to us the blessings that he has pronounced for us. Oh, we're so thankful for what God has done through Abraham. We're so thankful for what God has done for us ultimately through the Christ. Because Abraham's seed, the one who fulfilled the promise that God made to him, is the Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul's inspired to say, brethren, I speak in the manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And so the promised seed is the Christ. He is the one that is to come, and he is the one who provides the means of our redemption. Abram, we are so thankful for Abram's faithful obedience to God. Because of what Abraham did, we have the ability to be redeemed. We were in Romans chapter 4, 20 and 21, and as we get ready to conclude, we're just so thankful for how chapter 5 opens up. Therefore, having been justified by faith, by the faith, or by our obedient faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, if you have never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are still at odds with God. Those who have not obeyed the gospel of Christ are enemies of Christ. But you do not have to remain an enemy of Christ. Beloved, it does matter what you think. Beloved, it does matter how you think. God has provided a means for man's redemption. God's plan of salvation requires faith, repentance, confession of faith, confession that, yes, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Romans 10, 9 and 10, and then the surrender of oneself to the will of God through baptism, immersion in water for the forgiveness of sins. If you will comply with God's plan of redemption and learn from Abraham to be faithful and to be obedient, to be convinced of God, to be consistent of God with God's word, to be courageous and follow God's instructions, to be convinced so that you will keep on doing what God commands you to do. God is ready to save you. Dayton, are you listening?